UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Here's the steal. 3-on-1. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mizzen.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops incredible. Here comes Mizzen off the steal.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mapin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I'm sure you've seen this stat, if we can call it a stat, that this will be the last Friday without football for the next however many so months. And that's exciting to hear. Steve Rummage on vacation. Nikki V on vacation. Jason in the booth.
What's up?
What's going on, my man? You and I are doing the Lord's radio work today of holding down the skeleton crew at ESPN Louisville and 93.9. Jason, what's going on, my man?
Well, just hanging in there, trying not to let the place burn down. You know, I'm regular on the Diener show, but, you know, I'm unfamiliar with the 93.9 board, but Nikki V gives me serviceable instructions. We'll see what we can do over here.
What would you grade yourself thus far since the time you've arrived in this building holding down the studio?
I mean, I come in and open it every day. So, like, I'm the first one here at 6 a.m. And mm-hmm. I have to make sure that, you know, terrestrial is on the air and that the streams are on the air. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think we haven't had too many issues. I don't know. Maybe B plus.
So solid B plus.
Yeah.
Is that just you trying to be humble?
I mean, we've had one issue.
Why do you let Mark Blakenbaker pick on you all morning?
I'll get him back later.
I hear he talks about your allegiances the whole time, and I'm just like,
I mean, I don't really have to say anything back. All I have to do is tweet a picture of me standing in front of my 2 degrees. That's all that I have to do. That's the answer. That is an instant win.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, so listen, I don't want people to not know what's going on here, but I had a great conversation with a good person, Cecily, this morning. Kind of talked about a community outreach. It's not necessarily outreach, but there's a women and children shelter, and we kind of talked about some fundraising efforts. It's an interview I'm going to bring to everybody a little later on. You're going to have to help with that, the commercial side of that, and getting our natural, unnatural interview, kind of chop it up, separated pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get it done.
So I'll be able to play that. So you're going to be excusing us now that you got us running. Steve may or may not be joining at some point during the show. I probably not. I did extend an invitation to a special guest. I'm not going to tell anybody who it is, but if they pull up, they just they'll pop up. Y'all know how that goes. We extend invitations around here, and if people take it, they take it. If they don't, they don't. But that's their bad luck. Okay, Jason, any other shout-outs you want to give before you go take care of your business?
I mean, thanks for trusting me with your board.
You're not sitting on some sports hot take. You have a chance to spit hot fire on 93.9 Middays of Marcus May, but there has to be one quick hot take that you've just been dying to let out that you don't get to let out on the Diener show, that you just been sitting on this one, and it's like, let me throw this one out, and then I can go take care of my business.
Man, I'll have to think about it. Here's what I'll do. I'll give a shout out to the University of Tennessee for giving me a full ride scholarship. Mm. Take that, blank.
Ball for life. That Jason is now going to help me take care of some other business. I appreciate that. Like I said, people, I don't want to make light over, we understand why most people aren't here. They're headed up for the memorial of Mike Pratt. Very tough loss, like I said, I do always think of these, passing aways as celebrations, especially when people, live to be, older ages. So, shout out to Mike Pratt and, like I said, everybody getting up there. Like I said, I'm glad Steve is getting his mental health back together. No better place to do that than Orlando. And I get to go full old school where I get to just talk to the text line. I get to talk. In a bad way. Now, Steve, I hope you're not listening. I hope you're not listening. Hey, y'all. Do you realize that years and years ago, I was in this studio and I got a call or I got a text. And the caller text was basically, hey, Marcus, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to be able to make it in. You want to take the show from 10 to 12? I mean, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but just you can have it. I said, I'll give it my best shot. And I haven't left, and they haven't turned off the lights, and I haven't said anything so stupid that I lost, the ability to grab the microphone. So yay me and yay everybody who decided to listen and keep listening and keep hitting the phone lines and support everything. So I do appreciate that. It's one of those times where I just wanted to take a quick shout out moment. So here's the thing. Right after I finished complimenting myself, another thought popped in, and this thought is going to lead into today's conversation, a couple of today's topics, and some things that people got to get used to. The title of the show on the Made for the Ville channel is Purging, and we're going to get to that part. But first, I got to say this. I think that I'm talented on the radio, but I have to be honest about something. The University of Louisville has been the ultimate cheat code. The ultimate cheat code for an aspiring media personality. Now, I kind of just fell into it, but if you're trying to fall into something like this and you're going to enjoy it, this would have been the time to do it. The last 5 years would have been the time to break your way into the sports media world. Now, I'm not saying you can't do it, moving forward, but it's going to be a lot tougher. Not because of your talent. Y'all got to think. I'm on the radio. Rick Pitino is my basketball coach. Tom Jurich, Dan McDonald, Ken Lola, Rexy Carmen. Like, all these names gave me content day after day after day. Rick Pitino is going to give you content. He's going to drive his assistant coaches insane. He's going to drive the media insane. He's going to drive the players insane. So I get to cover daily commentary of Rick Pitino. I watch Charlie Strong. Come here. I got to do radio for the Teddy Bridgewaters and Charlie Strongs and Donovan Mitchells and Montrez. I got to bring. I got to watch the transfer portal going from listening to my boy Dan Dockage go from calling the transfer portal like mercenaries to his own son becoming one of those mercenaries, like, just but keeping it Louisville centric. Covering Rick Pitino is always content and spins and unveiling of what he's getting at. So Rick Pitino, the Charlie Strong element, you know, of football. Like I said, every single thing you can deal with at a university, we've dealt with over the last 5 years. That almost makes your blade a little dull. I can't lie. So many days you could just come in here, sit down, and one day of media, and you're gonna have 17 stories to talk about coming from a football, basketball, baseball, university, overall university beef with media standpoint. I mean, it just drives you crazy. So that has aided me in helping the channel grow, but the channel still grows. You know, good alternate perspectives, good positive perspective has all helped everything grow. Why am I telling everybody all this? I'm telling everybody all this because a lot of that stuff's coming to an end. Y'all do realize the salacious aspect, not coming to an entire end, but it's going to be a valley. I could hear the pain in Drew Deaner's voice this morning. And listen, he said he nailed the truth spot on. He said, it's not going to be the sizzle. It's going to be the steak. But I could hear the pain. I could legitimately hear it in his voice. You're not going to have the day-to-day commentary about the body fats. You're not going to have the day-to-day, he's the greatest shooter I've ever seen in my life. Do you know how much content you get off of Coach Pitino saying McNamara or something is like just these superlatives that you know don't apply or apply in an extreme case? It takes me back to my short conversation with Danny Manning. Well, we got a lot of work to do. That's all you got for me? I just had Rick Pitino. I just had Coach Mac laying out the entire offseason of trying to schedule one game with John Calipari. Why do I feel like I'm never going to hear that again out of my basketball program? At least not for the next 6 years. I'm not going to hear scheduling beefs. I'm not going to hear exaggeration. I'm not going to hear slick humor. I don't know. Nolan may keep that alive. Nolan, you're our only hope. Nolan, I'm not going to get anything from KP. I'm not going to get anything from Coach Manning. Josh Jameson, Stephanie, Reese, Milt, they're not going to give me anything. Nolan, I believe in you. I believe in your Twitter fingers can every once in a while give this fan base something to stink our teeth into. Give the media something nice and funny, but somebody's going to try to turn it into something crazy. But you're our only shot. Do y'all hear Coach Satterfield? Do y'all know that Satterfield's not going to get, especially, well, I don't know. He's giving us a you snooze, you lose every once in a while. I mean, he's not going to be as quiet as Coach Payne. But Scott Satterfield is not going to give us the real deal smoke session. You get what I'm saying? Not smoke session, but you know what I mean. Everybody knows what I mean. He's not going to give it to you. I don't know who's second place. I don't know where I'm going to get that from my football team. But I will say this. I like it returning to sports. I'm probably one of two or three people in this entire market that enjoy it going back to sports. And here's the thing. The fact that it took mistakes to start bringing us back to normalcy, like make sports great. Okay. Real sport. Real transition. Go to the games now. Watch Kenny Payne and tell your kid, hey, you see how nice that setup and cut was? Go back to that. Go back to, you know, enjoying the game with your friend who doesn't normally like basketball. And you can get him to fall in love with the Louisville Cardinals. Like, convincing your friends that, hey, no, the sport is still fun to watch. You don't have to have characters that you hate or love based on your political boundaries and stuff like that. No, you can go back to set. Listen, while it turned into a big criticism of Kenny Payne and NIL and what he's done, a great job of not letting NIL become the story. Now, right now, you can try to, oh, what is he doing? Why is he not? No. And then you see players are still getting NIL, but it's just not the story. So slowly but surely, the salaciousness that you got out of NIL, you're not getting that. You're not going to get that with Kenny Payne. You're not going to get that with Danny Manning. And I got news for you. He's going to be teaching these young men how not to make conversation, how not to show NIL's important, how to handle their business behind the scenes, and he's going to teach them about pitfalls, which is the enemy of salacious drama junkie media. Okay, so get used to it. Again, my media brethren, I'm sorry. Still a fan. I'm still a sports fan. Still sports first. I'm still a empathizer, a sympathizer, an appreciator of the emotion. I still, listen, you always ask me, how do I get all the parents on here? How do I connect with parents? Because I empathize with the work that goes on behind the scenes. And I think it's interesting. And listeners of 93.9 and Middays with Marcus Maben, they still think it's interesting. They still want to experience a mom who has taught her child through a transfer and ended up at Louisville. It's fun to hear parents go through it without feeling angst about it, without feeling any jealousy. No, we want you to succeed here. We want you to learn the city. We want you to love the city. We want you to, hey, this is what you should do when you're here. You know, enjoy. We want to see you be, you know, go from something else to L's up and embrace that culture. That stuff is still fun. So guess what, people? You're going to have to start learning about sports again.
Listen, you can get one or two narratives out of Satterfield. I remember when he got mad about the L's down. And it's like, nah, this stuff's over. You're going to have to learn your players' names. When next week comes and we start reading those player bios, we're going to force you to learn about the players. We're going to talk about an offseason with Kenny Payne and the growth in positions and what players can do this and what they're enjoying about being at the University. We're going to get back to all of it. I got to tell you, salacious fan, good night. I don't enjoy sports without the drama. Good night. This is not, listen, the bar's closing down. IARP, you might as well consider that last call for alcohol. Because if that's what you enjoy, it's a wrap. Now, I don't like celebrating happy accidents from drama because Lord knows this is the happiest. I couldn't be more thrilled. I could not be more thrilled with the people. I just got Justin Perez as the cherry on top to my hiring of all offseason. I got my former teammate over there doing player development in Reese Gaines. People I trust. KP, I trust. I trust the players that he's raised. I trust my program. I cannot believe the happy accidents and what it's led to. But I had to be resilient. And when I say I mean we. I mean us. We had to be resilient. I went to Kroger. There's a lady. We'll just say she's a veteran. She's a veteran. Not military-wise, but she's an experienced lady, right? With life. She's been on the earth a while. And she was happy to be talking about Louisville sports feeling like it's been cleared out. And not necessarily from bad people, just abusers of the program, because sometimes it feels like some people got away with taking a lot of liberties and they could get away with it because you know the media is looking to give benefit of the doubt to any anti-Louisville narrative. So listen to that lady, just the sigh of relief she was giving me about the direction she was going was awesome. And you know what else it made me think about? One of my top 10 best memories of my childhood came from like the worst accident. It wasn't an accident. Well, I didn't. The result ended great, but I had to go through a tough lesson. And this kind of reminds me of the feeling. Okay, this is a young Marcus. Older brother Michael is 4 years older. Now, that's a big difference when you're young. 4 years is huge when you're young. You know, once you're 24, once you're 27, it's not a big difference. We're doing the same things, whatever. When I was young, 12, 13, might as well have been dad and son or something. Like that's how much of a difference it was. My brother was dating a girl. For all I knew, his older girlfriend. I mean, I doubt that was his girl, whatever. But I didn't know what my brother was out here doing. And you know, when she called, you know, like I said, look, showing my age. When she called, I would click over and say, hi, so-and-so. No, my brother's not here, blah, blah, blah. He's down in the basement, you know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 you know, whatever. You know, I would give her the explanation. So we were comfortable, you know. I was comfortable saying his whereabouts. He went up the street. He had to do this or something like that. One time, apparently my brother wasn't doing what he said he was doing. But I didn't didn't know this. And I didn't, and he had never trained me to give the proper responses. And I'm just gonna say 10 through 13. Just to keep it in general area. Ish. So I didn't really know how to, I didn't know what I would be covering up for. I was just saying what the plan was. You know, blah, blah, blah. So apparently, I got my brother in trouble. My brother came home. He was pissed. Took all his clothes back from me. All the hand-me-downs. This is my hero, too. He took my clothes. He took the clothes back. I think he left me some honey buns one time. He took them back from my top drawer. I used to like these big 60 cookies. He took all the stuff from me. He just thought I'd just been telling her everything, running my mouth. And maybe I was, but I didn't know. I thought we was, and fool, when she calls, I'm the one running up the street to come get you. So this is what happened. I got him in big trouble. He was very mean to me after I got him in trouble. It was bad, it was bad, it was bad. So then, I don't know how it happened, but some kind of way, he told her that he was going to do something else, right? And something happened. He needed a wingman at the last minute. So he, my brother was getting ready to get caught. And at the last minute, he called on his little brother to be the wingman. And my brother took me to the movies as the ultimate alibi. And we went to see New Jack City. I wasn't supposed to be in the theater watching New Jack City. But my brother took me to New Jack City. And it was the best. And then after we went to New Jack City, I think he started liking me after that. You know, like I said, before I was a chore, you know, it used to be a chore to him. You know, take your brother, you know, make sure your brother, you know, I understand that. Now I understand that. But that day, I became my brother's homeboy and wingman and bailout man. That was the boundary moment. You know what the other boundary moment was? This is funny. And I'm just telling this before we go to commercial break. The other moment where I gained my brother's respect, we were in the mall. We were in a place called Governor Square Mall, right? We're in Governor Square Mall, and it's him and his homeboy, you know, over by the arcade or something, you know. We park a lot pimping in the mall, you know, everybody knows. Everybody had that phase where your boys just get a little area and just, you know, you just get the traffic coming through. So I'm probably 15. My brother's like 19, you know. I don't even think we rode together. I think we just happened to be kicking it together. He was kicking it. It was his boy and my boy, right? And we was in a little area. And these ladies came through. These ladies, and I'm telling you, they came through like stallions, right? They came through, and, you know, when you're in the mall, you know, you got one side and the other side, the traffic going, you know, going in ways, and you got the little phones in the middle, the pay phones. Showing age again. You got pay phones in the middle, you know, all that good stuff. But that's where you lounge. It's a lounge area. These ladies came through. I'm going to be honest. You know, it's 2022. You can call it toxic now. But, you know, I gave a little... That was my cat call, y'all. If I can get them to look, and I can, you know, give a little something, maybe I can get their attention. So my brother's cat call was different. I'm not gonna tell you his cat call, but it was a different cat call. So my cat call was kss. So the stallions walk by, right? I give my little hits, right? One of them turns, and it was the choice one that turned, right? And again, my brother has a reputation, y'all. It's hard growing up in his shadow. It's hard growing up in his shadow. So the stallion turns around. He's closer to the stallion than I am. And his cat call was different, right? And the lady starts walking towards us, right? And I'm like, damn. Because my brother's in front. He's obviously got first dibs on this, right? And she walked past him. And then he did this. This is just so funny. He was so quick. She walked past him, was headed towards me. And then he changed his cat call to... And he tried to use my cat call to say I was the one who did that. It didn't work. The girl walked up to me. My brother's homeboy. He had the biggest outburst of laughter because it was like, oh, snap, Maven. Like, little bro got one over you. Listen, I had to tell that story because that was another life-changing moment. We'll get back to purging of the fan base and all that good content. We'll take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven. I'm sorry, I had to tell that story.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9.
I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
I'm listening. Listen, we need a little bit of behind the scenes how the sausage is made. What just happened?
Okay, so what happened is I have the Ambitions as a Rider, you know, instrumental. We're making sure we're doing instrumentals.
Right, fair enough.
anyway, so on this board, the 93.9 board and the 680 board are completely different. They're essentially the same thing, but there's, you know, it's this one is a lot more compact. It's about a third of the size of the other one, mm-hmm. So there's less buttons. But the problem is there's more crap on every button,
right.
And I have to figure out which one is the right one, and so I hit the wrong button.
Volume. You just didn't have the volume up?
No. I hit the wrong button I turned on the wrong thing, and there was nothing playing through the right slider.
After today, do you think you'll be able to handle this board just fine?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Routinely be in here, you know, once in a while, I'll get the hang of it.
Okay. So here's the thing. Texter, apology accepted. Bad morning. It's fine. I get the total understanding of that situation. So, I've been kind of spiking the ball about returning to sports. One of the texters says, you know, I am, he compliments me on my ability to go X's and O's, but here's the thing. I don't think that's the case. I think it's one of those tail wagging the dog. When I said a lot of these stories makes your athletic breakdown a bit dull. All these people, listen, if you force the local media to have to know more about sports and start saying, okay, hey, how much re-racking of a salacious story can you do? You start to influence the direction of, listen, they say it in all this media. We play the hits. So when it stops being about the other parts of the story and it goes back to, favorite radio guy, what do you think about this guy's improvement? Hey, you know, radio guy. What do you think about this guy's position on the team? Who has the most upside to do this? You can force somebody to talk about sports. Not force them against their will, but you get what I'm saying. You can start to influence the direction of the, tomorrow noon, Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony. I like hearing that stuff. I like seeing that kind of stuff. Okay. And just to get back into the sports world, hold on. Let me check this text out. This is off topic. That's funny. I want to read this out loud, y'all. Yes, this is off topic. Yes, this is a Friday. You are more than welcome to call in on a Friday. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. This is totally off topic, and I'm going to read it.
And I do know how to answer the phone.
He does know how to answer the phone. Do you know how to put the names in the server and all that good stuff?
Yeah, once I get it up on the computer.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm connected over there. So if somebody does call, I can check it out. Did you see the Lamar tweet on the Komodo dragon eating a deer? Texter, first of all, why would you tweet that? Why would you text that into the show? Actually, I'm going to take this question a step further. Why was I staring at that video as the intro? I'm listening to Marcus Maybent as I'm watching a Komodo dragon eat a deer on my Twitter. I don't know who told you. Look what's going on right here. We're getting big donations. Class Act. Shout out to Class Act. They look like 7,500 donation. Come on, Class Act. Bring some of that bread over here. So, yes, Texter. I was eating. I didn't see that. Lamar tweeted it. And it says, nah, that's a dinosaur. Now, we've had this conversation before. I do believe in unicorns, and yes, a Komodo dragon is totally a dinosaur. And the way it ate that deer, it's what your nightmares are made of. It's miniature Jurassic Park. So yes, Tex, I did see that. I gotta get back to the basketball topic. I saw that. You know we're getting, okay, the more and more, the closer we get to the season, the more people feel comfortable talking about what's going on. We're going to have to start talking about some players soon. Players, predictions, improvement. I mean, we still got a long way to go. I'm kind of staying in the basketball world right now. Staying in the basketball world for a second. I got a message from Steve. And Steve feels like he has a rumor or two about some players who are exceeding expectations. Or some players that were... We're starting to see some things that we didn't know he could do that. Starting to see a little bit of that. Now, again, we're dealing with a coaching staff that's never going to be impressed. And they're definitely not going to tell you how impressed they are. Ain't going to happen. The only thing this coaching staff will ever tell you that they're impressed with is how hard somebody's working. Or how committed somebody is to their craft. That's all you're going to get. You're committed to his craft. He's working really hard to be the best he can be. Get used to those cliches, because that's what you're going to get. They're not going to admit we didn't know he could do that. Now, in a quiet room, they're going to say, damn, I was looking at the tape last year. You ain't do none of that. It's like, yeah, wasn't really confident. Wasn't really meshing well with the rotations and all that good stuff. I heard you say it this morning. All of a sudden, What if J.J. Trainor's putting up 6-7 points a game? We're going to celebrate Kenny? Kenny's not. Kenny's going to celebrate J.J. Well, he's just work hard. It's no big deal. And Marcus is going to ear ad nauseum. I told y'all! And then somebody's going to get mad at Marcus and say, well, we'll see. We'll see. Let's see if he makes it to Final Four. And I'm like, Jesus. I'm going to say, is that what we're doing now? I'm going to say, Kenny Payne just improved. You watched him improve 7 players right before your eyes. Now, if they mess around and win a couple of games early in the year that they ain't got no business, you watch that tournament to, then I can hear it now. Tournament record. Then they're going to start lumping in past tournament losses in with Kenny Payne all of a sudden. It's 2023 class. No. We're talking about sports. So get ready for that, y'all. Get ready for Marcus Maben. Get ready for that call. That caller that says, Marcus, well, what about the recruiting of the next class? They're going to call and say that during the year. They're going to call and try that. I'm saying, nope.
At some point, you have to produce some tangible results on the court. We're not Kentucky. We don't rely on recruiting every year.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Once you start seeing tangible, this is my point, Jason. Once you start seeing tangible results on the court, what I'm not going to do is let the toxic Avengers kidnap the narrative and start making it about something else.
Bingo.
That's
absolutely
my point.
Yeah,
because
sure.
Listen, results, tangible results on the court is going to mean that I'm going to take the liberty of having benefit of the doubt to say, hey, stop talking to me about his 13 recruiting ranking versus so-and-so's 3 recruiting ranking. Because I'm going to say, no, you just watched him take a 12-win team and start producing an entirely different product on the court.
And it's not like he doesn't know his X's and O's. You don't get NBA jobs without knowing your X's and O's. He is not just a recruiter. People want to keep saying that all he does is recruit. This man had a job in the National Basketball Association. He knows his X's and O's.
Can you believe that we even have to say stuff like that?
No. All right, well, yes, because, you know, just the...
We don't even know if he can...
The stupidity of some people is unmatched. We shouldn't be surprised, but here we are.
Sorry, you sent me into a... You sent me into a world...
I'm sorry.
...of having to explain to people, like, you don't think that...
I'm sorry.
...that they can... They can X and O a motion offense and a defense. And here's the thing. It's not – I just did him a disservice myself. And I want to apologize. I want to retract a bit of a narrative. When we say, oh, well, if J.J., you know, and he's averaging 7 points. What if J.J. is an excellent one-on-one defender and shot blocker? What if J.J. has natural timing from the offside to be able to block shots? What if he has an entirely untapped ability to block shots? Is that so far? Is that far-fetched to you? You do realize that J.J. Trainor is the highest jumper on the team, right? What if J.J. Trainor averages 3 block shots or something like that? Like, what if he comes in there and says, hey, this dude is a problem on the defensive end? What if this is a lockdown defensive unit? That means Kenny Payne gonna have to get the key to the city or something. He's the miracle worker. Who we got, Doc? Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away. You got to turn up the volume on the caller. I think you got to slide it upwards. Sorry about that.
It's on. I was waiting for you to put him through on the phone. Give me a second.
Okay, fair enough. Doc, we're learning on the fly, Doc. We don't get your sound just yet. You have to put him through and then slide up the volume. Sometimes Nikki's a little slow, too, hitting that volume. We're trying to get him. I think we're close to getting him. Yep, there you go. We're getting closer. We're getting closer. You got to hit that volume back up. I've never seen that check mark before, but I think we're getting closer to putting him through. We're going to lose him. We're going to get him. This is going to survive. Y'all should just all call in right now and just bombard him with the struggles. He had to call in relief. He had to call in the righty. Listen, oh God, I wish Steve could see this. See Pat coming here like, who needs my help? who needs a little help on this? Texas says JJ Trainer equals high upside. Might be time to see it. Texter here, I'm coming to you also. Nolan tweet, hold on. I guess he's calling back. Nolan tweet about, yeah, grab Pat real quick. He'll get you together. Nolan tweet about a system. Coaches being afraid of reducing shot clock. Ooh, I didn't see that. I didn't see that. Oh no, is he? They're going to have to reel him in. You can't get on the floor. Yeah, right. You cannot get on the floor. You cannot get on the floor under Coach Crum if you don't know that, if you can't do the X's and O part. And again, that was my point that I was making earlier. Like, you have to know your job so well. You have to know everybody's. By the time you know everybody's, you can explain it to anybody. I mean, now some people may be, you know, better at relaying desperation or something like that than other coaches. But any coach can explain the what and the why in any kind of offensive possession. I'm just trying to catch up on there's been chaos since he's been the interim athletic director. I wouldn't call it chaos as of late. We offered a scholarship, plus he played AAU with one of our players. Forgot who, though. Man, this is kind of random. I want a pet dragon. Like, what? The Komodo dragon? Put a choke collar on. That thing's going to turn on you. I don't know if you can do pet Komodo dragons. What are you going to feed it? What are you going to feed it to keep that thing healthy? That thing's bound to turn on you. Yeah, it's pretty wild text line. Y'all are having fun on this Friday with the text line. Okay, so we didn't get Doc, but now you're clear.
I think so,
So I can let the world know we're...
How ironic was it that I said I knew how to use the phone and then immediately couldn't use the phone?
I knew... Again... Nikki goes back and forth, so sometimes he forgets to, you know, to change one of the settings too. Go ahead and play us out. Did he give you a play out on deck command, or are you using your own? We can run with that.
We're doing this. It didn't come through the first time.
Fair enough. Rolling along. As always, 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. YouTube channel is Made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 the Ville.